Hi, this is Vicki Lawrence, and you're watching Mr. Media.
I'm Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You can see, hear, and read more than 1,000 of my previous celebrity interviews at MrMedia.com. That's MRMedia.com. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. On today's show, I'll welcome actress and comedian Vicki Lawrence, star of two modern TV comedy classics, The Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family. She's here to talk about a new PBS television special, Carol Burnett's Favorite Sketches. It airs on June 3rd at 9 p.m. Stick around. Mama has something special to say about Donald Trump just ahead. The reputation of The Carol Burnett Show has always been that of extraordinary sketch humor, enduring laughs, and a brilliant ensemble cast. Yet somehow, for all my love of classic TV comedy, I missed out on the Burnett era altogether. The show began when I was just 7 years old and ended its run a decade later as I graduated high school, but it was never on my radar. I religiously watched all the CBS sitcoms that preceded it on Saturday night, usually camped out on the couch with my parents and or grandparents, but when 10 p.m. came around, I made myself scarce, at least until Saturday Night Live came on 90 minutes later. In watching Carol Burnett's Favorite Sketches, a PBS special airing this Friday, June 3rd at 9 p.m., it struck me how much funny I overlooked in my youth. When the show opens with Betty White as a sex-crazed interior decorator and is followed in the same wackadoodle sketch by Steve Martin parodying Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I realized what good stuff I must have missed. So excuse me. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Joining me today to reminisce about those days and her role in the success of The Carol Burnett Show and her own sitcom spinoff from it, Mama's Family, is actress and comedian Vicki Lawrence. Vicki Lawrence, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's funny, in watching this new special, it occurred to me that I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I was too young to really appreciate The Carol Burnett Show when it was on live week to week.
I was too, actually.
See? There you go. It's not just me. It's amazing how funny it still is after all these years and how much more I can appreciate it now.
Yes, I agree. I'm right there with you. Yeah. With a lot of it.
Well, you know, it's funny. The special opens with a sketch. Starts with Betty White, and instantly it's safe to assume that it's going to be a little dirty, a little funny, a little innuendo, and it is, and then Steve Martin pops up, and it gets more so, and I thought, must have gone over my head when I was, an early teen, which I think is what I was when the show
right.
was on, and I'm looking at it now going, why didn't I ever catch up on all this?
Well, that's why it's good. They're good for the whole family. What needs to go over the kids' heads will go, and because it was well written, it wasn't in your face. You know, it was. You can watch it with the kids, and what they get, they'll get, and what they don't, they can come back and watch next year.
And did you ever imagine you'd still be talking about it in 2016?
I don't think you ever think about that when you're just trying to do a funny show every week. I don't think Carol ever dreamed that this show would have the legacy that it's had, but. Yeah, it's been something. It's just spanned the generations. It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, it was a Saturday night show. It had great lead-ins, and it just, I guess, because it was on at 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it was. That was a great Saturday night lineup back then, too. I'm trying to think. We had, what was it? We had Mary Tyler Moore, and we had Bob Newhart, didn't
yep.
we have?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What else? Trying to remember.
Probably Rhoda?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Not yet? All right. So that was later.
No, we had Tyler Moore. Was it all the fans? I know the fans are out there going, Vicki, for Christ's sake.
Hey, you ought to worry about your show.
Great Saturday night lineup, though, ending with Carol Burnett at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
It's amazing how
But it's funny, too. I'll talk to people all the time that say, my parents didn't let me watch. I had to put a glass up to the wall and listen to it.
Well, it's amazing how the networks have abandoned Saturday nights now. It's usually repeats on most of the major networks.
Yeah, well, television has changed so much now, so, yeah.
Vicki, when you think back to The Burnett Show, what do you remember best about coming to work each week to start production on a new episode?
You know, it was like, it was kind of like school in that it was so well organized. You'd have your table read, and then you'd have passing period, and then you'd go to your musical rehearsal, and then you'd have passing period, and you'd go down to the rehearsal hall, and it ran like a top. That thing was the staff was the best of the best, and it's the only place that I can think of that I have ever worked to this day where if the schedule said you were done at 3, you could make a 3:30 appointment and keep it. It was just a tight, tight ship, and it was fun. We had a blast.
What would make one week better than another for you?
You might have, Sammy Davis Jr. on, and he would call everybody up after rehearsal, and his entire orchestra would be in the studio, and he would do his entire show for us.
Wow.
Or you might have, the Pointer Sisters on, and they would break into song. Or you would have Rita Hayworth on, who would grab you by the shoulders and say, "I don't know how you do this every week, Vicki." It was just incredible. You just never knew who was going to show up. It was a really fun place to work.
I mentioned Steve Martin. Of course, he pops up in the first sketch. It's really interesting because he had to be at the absolute tippy top, the height of his popularity, which was insane then. And he actually does his, "Well, excuse me." I just thought, wow. I mean, he would never – well, I take that back. I think lately he's been popping up with some of those catchphrases again now because it's almost ironic for him to do it 40 years later.
Yeah, I remember having such a crush on him, I could hardly speak to him.
Me too. No, I'm just kidding. he was just such a force at that time.
Yeah.
Was there a particular writer on the staff who captured you better or who wrote for you better, do you think?
I think most of those writers would say to you that I hardly ever spoke. I was so shy. And it took me probably at least halfway through the run of The Burnett Show to even feel like I had graduated, or I had earned the right to play with the grown-ups in the sandbox. I don't think it was until maybe when Mama came around that I felt like I had maybe earned my stripes and was one of the gang. I was actually watching this special, which is going to be on PBS on June 3rd at 9 o'clock Eastern. And I watched it the other day, and I, of course, laughed like everybody is going to laugh. And then at the end, I said, I don't know why I'm doing these interviews because I'm hardly in this. And I thought, the stuff that I am in is good, really good. I'm really proud of it. And then I am just so proud to have even been associated with The Burnett Show, which is, I think, I would say arguably the best variety show ever. And certainly the best teachers in the world. I mean, I got to go to the Harvard School of Comedy in front of America. So proud to be a part of it.
Well, let's point out, you're in the very first sketch, and then there's an extended Mama's sketch, or family sketch, I guess, later on. And I was watching that, and it never would have occurred to me at the time. Again, because of how old I was, I guess, when the show originally aired, it didn't occur to me. Now I'm looking at it going, why – I guess because Carol was the star of the show, that she got cast as your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
You must be little bit younger than Carol, I'm thinking, clearly.
I played a lot of old ladies on the show.
Why?
I mean, I was the second female lead. So while she was playing Shirley Temple, I was playing the mean old school marm. And while she was playing the princess, I was playing the wicked old witch. So when Mama came along, really, it was kind of another old lady to play. She was supposed to be Mama. She was the writers that wrote this sketch wrote, it was called The Family. It was written as a one-time sketch that they lovingly wrote for their dysfunctional families. They both hated their mothers. And they wrote this beautiful part for Carol. And she said, "I think that Eunice is the part that speaks to me." They were very upset. And then she said, "I think Vicki should play Mama," which was doubly upsetting to them. And then she got us in rehearsal and said, you guys, I think this is Southern. We have to do it Southern because this is nothing if not Tennessee Williams on acid. So off we go doing it Southern. And the writers were so upset when they saw it that they got up and walked out. They said, you've ruined it. You've ruined our beautiful piece. And of course, we all know what happened. Everybody loved it.
Yeah. How many years did Mama's Family run on its own?
Mama's Family, well, I think it's like six seasons. We did 135 episodes. It took us a number of years to do it because we started on NBC and then we got canceled after a year and a half. And then we were about a year and a half on hiatus or doing nothing before we were picked up by Laura Martella Pictures and put into first run syndication, which was a whole new thing back then, first run syndication. And we did that for another, 5 years. Well, but it took a bulk of the 80s to get those 6 years done.
I could ask you a few more things about that, but I'm going to come back to the sketch show. Is there a favorite sketch of yours that you want people to watch when they see the special?
Oh, well, I mean, they're all great. I, of course, love the ones I was in. Well, only because I think the takeoff on Gone with the Wind is one of the best movie takeoffs we ever did. And I know everybody talks about Carol and the Curtain Rod dress, which I know is pretty funny, but I think Prissy was pretty damn funny. I really enjoyed playing Prissy. And again, a really, well-written, fun movie takeoff. And then, the family. I think Eunice and Mama and Ed, I think Eunice is arguably Carol's favorite character she ever played on the show. But there, there's Mrs. Wiggins and Mr. Tudball is in the special, and those were hysterical characters. And Tim actually wrote all of his own stuff. Mm. I don't know if people know that. And then Tim and Harvey doing the dentist is just
classic. That's great.
I mean, it's
so
just
funny.
Classic. Yeah. It was so funny. And I was watching it the other day, and I was watching Harvey, and I think a lot of what Harvey does is crack himself up because he gets kind of tickled, almost like he knows where Tim is going, and he's tickled to death when he's right, sometimes. Like in the dentist, I remember there's a fly buzzing around, and you can see in Harvey's face that he knows exactly where Tim's going to go. He's going to swat that fly with his hand that has the Novocaine in it. And I think that the two of them together were just, as Carol said, lightning in a bottle.
Well, it's funny because it's kind of like when Carol tells you that the doorbell is going to ring and then the doorbell rings.
Oh, well, just, silly soap opera stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Like Harvey anticipating. He knows where Tim's going to go before it happens. And
yeah,
he's already
and then
laughing.
Harvey is Mother Marcus in the soap opera.
Oh, God, that was funny.
That was pretty funny. One of his better characters, actually.
And it looked like he had helium balloons under his chest. Oh, and he kept turning to the camera to make sure you didn't miss that.
Well, he was quite pleased with his figure.
That was really, really quite funny. And if there was one sketch that you could have added to the special that was a favorite of yours from the run, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Me, I remember loving the Doily Sisters, which was a takeoff on the Dolly Sisters. We did some really good movie takeoffs. I remember loving the Fun Family. It was another musical takeoff. Probably the family sketches, though. We did Monopoly one time. That was pretty damn funny. Maybe the one where my famous blooper is in it, where Tim tells the elephant story in the... And I said, are you sure that Carol lost it? It's a very famous blooper. You know the blooper. Everybody knows the blooper.
All right, I'll go find it, and I'll add it to the...
Mama's Family sketch where Tim tells the elephant story.
Okay, I'll go find it. Another thing that struck me about these sketches is that they're longer than what I remembered. And they're longer than, for example, what we see on Saturday Night Live today. And the difference is these always end on high notes, whereas... SNL's reputation, and it's mostly true, those sketches never end funny. They just end. They just end flat. And I wondered...
Well, it's hard to come up with a good ending.
Yeah, but
a lot of times, really hard. Well, our show was just beautifully written. I mean, we had an amazing writing staff, and they did an incredible job. And, yeah, sometimes I remember those family sketches were half the show, mm-hmm. Literally. And a lot of the musical things we used to do... medleys that had like 150 George Gershwin songs in them, and those could take up half the show. It was it's like Carol, I think Carol says in the special that we basically mounted a musical comedy review every week. And it was amazing. I mean, when we did our first reunion, we all looked at each other at the end of the week and said, how the hell did we do this every week? It was a well-oiled machine.
I got to ask, because I know people will wonder, you and Carol and Tim, you guys maintain contact? You still?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah.
I can see that you look great. You sound great.
Thank you, Carol
and Tim?
This is a hologram, actually.
Do not look behind the curtain, folks.
That's right. No, everybody's great. Everybody is good.
Good.
And I miss them all the time.
And when you're not promoting a special like this, what are you up to these days? Where can people find you?
I'm on the road with Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show.
Oh.
Brought Mama out of the closet, and she's on the road doing stand-up. And it's fun. It's been really fun to get out and see the audiences and, you know, put Mama in their faces and keep her really topical and let her comment on probably the funniest stuff that's going on right now, and that would be the presidential election.
Was there something funny about that? I hadn't noticed.
Oh, my God. I don't think if you were doing a comedy review, you could do it much funnier than they're doing it.
Could you give us an example of something that Mama would say in character about the race?
About the political race?
Yeah.
How the hell can Donald Trump go to the White House with a raccoon on his head? I don't know. She's got a lot to say about it. I don't know.
Very good.
It's pretty funny what's going on.
All right. Well, folks, listen, you can watch Carol Burnett's favorite sketches on your local PBS TV station on Friday, June 3rd at 9 p.m. And if that whets your appetite for more of the Carol Burnett Show, you can order collections of the show, as well as a complete run of Mama's Family, featuring today's guest, Vicki Lawrence, at a great price at MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you look below the video, you'll see the DVD covers. You can just click on it and order it right now. Vicki, can people find you? Are you online? Is there a website, or Twitter, Facebook?
I do. I have a website, VickiLawrence.com, and you can check my schedule there and find out if I'm going to be in your hood. And come on out, and we'll have a laugh. Other than that, yeah, I do. I do Twitter. I don't love it. I haven't been able to embrace Twitter yet. Instagram, yes. You can find Vicki Lawrence on Instagram.
What would Mama think of Twitter?
I don't, you know, all that tweeting stuff. I don't understand. I said once in a while after I've had some Mexican food, a little tweet will sneak out. But I usually, but I manage to blame it on the dog.
All right. Vicki Lawrence, a pleasure to meet you. Delighted that you're still out there doing Mama. And thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you for having me.
Is recorded live before a studio audience full of professional actors who couldn't keep a straight face around Tim Conway, even if he were reading a dictionary, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
From the world wars to Korea, Vietnam, to the Persian Gulf, Afghanistan, and Iraq. They saw what few others ever saw. But many veterans don't talk about their experiences. It may be because you've never asked. Learn what you can't always find in the history books. Interview or contribute materials from the veteran in your community for the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. Download a field kit from our website to find out how you can play a role in preserving history.